Herzlich willkommen zu Tag 3 unserer Special Dr. Vignesh Vortragsreihe, die ich eigens im Sitaram Beach Retreat, seinem Resort in Indien 2019 aufgenommen habe. Endlich kann ich sie mit dir teilen. Heute ist das Thema, wie Frauen ihren Zyklus mit Ayurveda ins Gleichgewicht bringen können.
We have to talk about menstrual cycle. In Ayurveda, we give an extreme importance to understanding the fertility of a woman equals healthy menstruation. If the menstrual cycle is upset or disoriented, her fertility is also affected.
Ich bin Dana Schwand, mit Da ist Gold drin.
So, ein so unglaublich wichtiges Thema und ich werde immer wieder danach gefragt und ich selber habe nicht so wahnsinnig viel Wissen, aber ich freue mich umso mehr, dass Dr. Vignesh heute deshalb diese Fragen zum Thema Frauengesundheit mit dir beantworten kann sozusagen. Dr. Vignesh ist Arzt, internationaler Ayurveda-Speaker und Koryphäe und kommt aus einer langen Ahnenlinie des Ayurveda in Indien. Und ich freue mich wahnsinnig, ihn hier in dieser Vortragsreihe zu haben. Also, die Frage ist, wenn wir den Zyklus von Frauen ins Gleichgewicht bringen, bringt es was? Bringt natürlich was. Sogar sagt er, das ist tatsächlich der Schlüssel für alles. Also, warum ein regelmäßiger Zyklus die Basis von Fruchtbarkeit und Frauengesundheit ist und was wir tun können, wenn der Zyklus durcheinander geraten ist. Außerdem erzählt er, wie Frau ihre Hormone ins Gleichgewicht bringen kann, welche Bedeutung Regelblutung aus ayurvedischer Sicht hat und was wir Frauen bei schmerzhafter Periode zu geringer oder zu starker Blutung tun können. Was Ernährung, Trink- und Schlafgewohnheit mit dem Zyklus zu tun haben. Er spricht über Eisenmangel und seine Bedeutung über den Zyklus und was du konkret machen kannst, um deinen Eisengehalt zu erhöhen, auch wenn du dich vegetarisch ernährst. Außerdem geht es darum, den ayurvedischen Umgang mit der Menopause und was dein Zyklus heute über deine Menopause von morgen aussagt, was Ayurveda gegen Hitzewallung und andere Phänomene der Wechseljahre empfiehlt. Also es ist echt krass viel drin. Das Ganze wie immer auf Englisch, direkt von ihm aus dem Sitaram Beach Retreat. Und das verlinken wir natürlich, also sein Retreat und seine Online-Mastermind für Menschen, die im Gesundheitswesen arbeiten. Und genau, dann wie immer in eigener Sache, ich hämmer das jetzt diese Woche nicht rein, ich will mit dir detoxen, und zwar 11. bis 18. März. Also wenn du Bock hast, das auch zu tun, mich damit mit zu begleiten oder ich dich begleiten darf, 11. bis 18.3., dann besorgt dir mein neues Buch Easy Detox mit Ayurveda, denn da ist die Anleitung drin und ich mache das Ganze mit dir dann live. Alle Infos dazu auf ichgold.de/easydetox-w, kosten nur 49 Euro. Ich hätte so Bock, mit richtig vielen Menschen live so eine Detox-Bewegung zu starten. Also, let's go, würde ich sagen, rein in den wahnsinnig tollen Vortrag.
We talk about woman's health. Happy to see some men here. It will always help. Yeah. By the way, do you all know that last century was like almost 19 years ago. Few decades before, the whole community considered woman's brain to be inferior to man's brain. Are you aware of that? I mean, all throughout history, we hear about that. But do you know why? Okay. In modern medicine, when they were... Yes?
What? Because of the different way it works?
No. It's just that when they checked the size of the brain, man's brain was bigger than woman's brain. And then they thought, okay, because the size matters, bigger the size means better it has to be. So, and not only that, in neurological researchers, whenever they were trying to do research on neurology with brain, they never took woman as a specimen. Specimen in the sense like somebody as a part of the research. What if she gets pregnant? What if she has periods? So it's better to avoid her. Anyway, we have a bigger specimen who is more relevant and who is more stable, so let's stick with them. That was the ideology at that point of time. And only in the recent years, they started developing to understand what is happening in a woman's brain, what is different. Okay, it is smaller, maybe something is there. And what they understood was, okay, in man's brain, the size is bigger, but in a woman's brain, the density of the cells is way thicker compared to a male brain. That balances it out. And not only that, there is one more thing. There is, you know, you have the right and the left brain. So, this both things are bridged with a connection, like a Wi-Fi connection. This is called corpus callosum. This connects both the brains. And in a woman's brain, this is way thicker. It's like the 5G. And this is like those 90s internet connection. Now, it's just the way it was designed. And it is not that one is better than the other. Both has its own benefits and demerits. Okay, this brain was designed and evolved as a hunter. You know, it has to go and get food. Is somebody coming to kill me? I have to protect. And this brain was designed and evolved to protect the family. You know, is somebody coming? So, that is why they say woman's brain could multitask more than a male's brain. Actually, the reason is she has to take care of the kids. Maybe some wolf is coming. She has to prepare the soup. So, the evolution trained her that way. So, years and years of evolution designed it. That is what we call it as evolution, right? Something we don't use it, it goes away. And something, it keeps adapting and getting better. So, just for your knowledge, it's only in recent years, they started understanding woman's brain is quite equal. In Sanskrit, do you know what is the word for woman? Just for your common knowledge, the word for woman in Sanskrit is, can you read this? Stri. You know, just like S plus 3. When you connect these two, it becomes 3. And do you know in most of the languages, the numerical number 3 is 3, right? In English, we have it 3. In Sanskrit, it is called Trini. And in many languages, it's called Tri. And it has something to do with these three words, like 3. Do you understand? And what is the triad, like triangle, right? By the way, from where this word 3 comes is, the origin of this word 3 is actually tra. You know the word mantra, yantra. The word tra literally means to protect. So just for your understanding, the word mantra, what is the word man means? It's not man. Man means mind, right? Mantra means what? You can have difference of understanding. You can also call it protecting the mind, or you can also protect it from your own mind, you know. Sometimes the monkey mind can make you messed up. And that's why when you keep chanting or when you keep repeating something, it's like the pacemaker, you know. It uplifts your energy when you're going down in your negative thoughts. So that is why mantra or even the word tra literally means to protect. And I means it's the feminine part. You know, when you add the A and E, it's just the masculine and feminine. And why the word, the number 3 is 3 is because in geometry, when you have two poles, like you have two stands, the third one completes it and protects it. Do you understand that? Like the third one completes the geometry. It protects. So that's why it is called, the third number is called as 3. It's just, that's how it came like that. And the word S, in Sanskrit, the word S has, like, it becomes super, like, you know, iPhone 10S or 6S, S class. It just makes it more refined. So the word 3 literally means a refined protector of a community or a society. Like, there is also a story. If you want to know how happy a place is or communities, you just need to see how happy the women are. If the women are happy, the family is happy, the kids are happy, they are fed well, they are educated well. If they are upset, it is always spread. So that is what, just for your common knowledge, what this word Stree actually means. In Ayurveda, when it comes to understanding a woman's health, definitely, even not just in Ayurveda, when we talk about woman's health, we have to talk about menstrual cycle. In Ayurveda, we give an extreme importance to understanding the fertility of a woman equals healthy menstruation. If the menstrual cycle is upset or disoriented, her fertility is also affected. So, how to understand if somebody says there is a tendency of infertility or hormonal variation? All we do, like I told you about the story of the father reading the newspaper and son coming and disturbing him for his attention, the father thought, let's give him a world map, tear it into pieces and give it to him. So let him fix the world map and come back. And the son comes back in few minutes and says he managed to do it. And the father asks, surprisingly, how did you manage to fix the world map in few minutes? He said, behind that world map, there was a face of a man. I just put the man's face together and the map just came. So the same with woman's health. Once we regulate the menstrual cycle, her fertility and the hormones are also regulated. Now, in modern medicine, like in modern gynecology and obstetrics, if you read the textbooks, there are over 13 to 20 different types of menstrual issues that a woman could go through. But basically, in Ayurveda, in Ayurveda also about 7 different types are told, even more in different textbooks like Charaka Samhita, Bela Samhita and Ashtanga Hridayam. But let's just zero it down to 3 main problems. By the way, menstrual cycle is one of the most organic, disinfectant, antimicrobial, antifungal, antibacterial liquid. When this is passing through a woman's uterine organs, it is actually cleansing her system. Because the way nature has designed a woman's genital organs, it is to conceive a baby and it has to use the power of gravity to pull it down, the baby. So, and also with that comes tendency of urinary tract infection is much higher in a woman than a man. So, this monthly cleansing, actually it is like a cleanse that happens. And there are 3 basic problems when it comes to menstrual cycle issues. One is we have painful menstruation, and then you have irregular. It can also be called as scanty. You know what is scanty? Scanty is like the flow is not enough. And it can be over bleeding. In some parts of this place, even in my culture and even in some parts of Southeast Asia, there is a culture when a woman starts her first menstrual cycle, a huge celebration happens in the home. Are you aware of that? Okay, in my home, when my sister had that, everybody in our community knew. We would invite our friends, the priest, all our friends, and it will be like a big celebration. And then she being coming to the new age, questioning everything, why do you do that? Because blood is coming between my legs. That was her question to my mother with lots of anger. And then she just said she didn't know what was the reply to be given. And then I was surprised to see the priest who was doing the ritual on that telling. And he said that, if you look at the hierarchy of gods, okay, we have gods, like we all have our own personal god depending on our belief and whatever culture you come from. But here, the first god is the mother, because completely the child is at the mercy of the mother. There is no other choice, because we don't leave the child once the child is born. You know, we take care of the child to some extent. And the first god is the mother, and second god is the father, third god is the teacher, and the fourth god, you can decide whoever is your god. That is how it is said. And the reason why the first person is your god, first god is your mother, we can have many different stories regarding that. But before I tell that story, what this priest told us was, a man cannot give birth to a child. And when we talk about unconditional love or pure love, we always associate it with a love that comes from a mother. Because even if the child is pooping, even if the child is crying, even if the child does all the crazy things, somewhere that reserve energy comes to take care of that. that energy is something that is nature has created, that intelligence, because that is how the sustainability of species happen. And the feeling of a mother when she is having a baby is something that is very good for her own body, and there are lots of hormones that are released. But at the same time, when everybody has a dream, you know, I want to achieve many things in life, but one of our greatest dream, after once most of our basic needs are met, is the next generation should benefit. Deep inside, I want to make sure my next generation is benefiting it, and also we want somebody to continue the legacy if you have something. So this is something that is created by nature, and it is like this ritual is like, it is because of the menstrual cycle, it is saying that she is ready to continue the legacy of the ancestral lineage. So the priest is like, they are thanking the nature for choosing the soul to be a woman who could continue the legacy of this family. It was just a ritual, you know, like a sign of gratitude, because if you look at every kingdom, one of their greatest fears is, who is the next child? Who will inherit this? It has always been a big fear, because that lineage has to continue. So this was the reason why this is being celebrated in a big way. And also, when you celebrate it with calling everyone, there is a difference. You know, you think, okay, so because it is being celebrated, so it should be fine. This is not something unhygienic or unhealthy. It's a natural process that happens. But at the same time, on other parts of India, there are women who don't go to school because they don't have access to sanitary pads or napkins. But things change, as it's also a country with lots of contradictions and diversity. Now, the three things when it comes to the menstrual cycle, painful menstruation. See, menstrual cycle is something that is being released every month. By the way, people think it has to be 28 German days. Only then it is regular. It is, well, Australian friends are laughing. It is not 28. It could be anywhere between 25 and 34. It is considered to be normal. It is not necessary that it has to be. It can change depending on the travels, depending on the stress levels, depending on the food habits, depending on sleep patterns, depending on how relaxed the body is. It will keep varying. So, why do we get pain? Imagine you put a band-aid, and if you have lots of hair, when you remove it, the pain is going to be more, right? Because the hair doesn't want to come out. Same way, during the menstrual cycle, if woman is going through extraordinary pain, sometimes the pain could be like, oh, I hate the periods. Can you do something to stop this? I'm so jealous you are a man. This is some of the patients, they come and tell me. Okay, the pain is there. Now, why the pain is coming is because when you have too much of mucus, sticky mucus, in the lower abdominal part of the uterine region where the blood is flowing, the pain will go up. Do you understand this? Some people have a tendency to produce mucus in the chest region. Some people have a tendency to produce mucus in the nose region. Do you understand? And we all have, okay, mucus is maybe the one word, or you can also call it slime, you can also call it sleaze, and you can also call it the fatty deposits. When there is too much of fatty deposits in that region, the menstrual blood, that is something that is supposed to go out of the body, it has to pull it across and leave. Are you with me? So this ability to remove, it is creating that pain. That is why they sit with so much of cramps. Sometimes what helps is when they keep a hot water bag or a bottle, that helps to release. Because hot water, what does it do? It helps to release faster. Do you understand? If you know someone who is having painful menstruation, an immediate relief will be black tea with some lemon and salt. You put a little pinch of salt, squeeze a piece of lemon in black tea, it will immediately, it's not like a painkiller, like an antispasmodic, but it will help to decrease the severity of the pain. So if a woman comes with a painful menstruation, the first thing I tell her is, can you cut down on heavy sugar? Can you cut down on cheese, dairy products, alcohol, smoking? If a lady comes with painful menstruation for a consultation with me for 1 hour, 55 minutes, I brainwash her how bad milk, sugar, alcohol, all the other things are. Just that. And she will not touch that for 3 months without taking any other medications. Maybe I recommend some herbs also, but she would say that things are better now. Now the menstrual pain is something she doesn't worry about. But it is not just the habits of the food, but it's also about the sleep. When a woman is having regular sleep patterns, her body releases toxins much faster. When her sleep is disturbed, possibilities of painful menstruation can also happen. See, we cannot identify one particular thing. It's always a collective thing. Once the lifestyle is changed, this will also change. But the main thing that I have noticed, women who are having painful menstruation, if you look at what they eat, they have a tendency to binge eat, eat lots of sweets, chocolates, and also this cheese and sticky food. And once you get rid of that, and people say, what we are talking about in Ayurveda is the kapha. It's more. And we need to understand, you could see a person who is extremely thin, like she might look underweight, but still, okay, we did a vomiting therapy for a lady who was very thin. And what came out was some of the, it was like a slime factory inside. So it need not just look from the outside. Inside, you could store it. We have fat outside and the inside. So if there is a painful menstruation, it's just a sign that there is too much of mucus and sticky mucus inside of the lower abdominal part. And our treatment is to get rid of that. And that is why another treatment, whenever you are in menstrual cycle, we do that nabi vasti, you know, that hot oil. Because this hot oil helps to release that. And usually when a woman is going through her menstrual cycle here, when we do that, they say that now the blood is more thick, more dark, and you see a lot of clots being released. It's just that the waste is being released. So that is with the painful menstruation. Now when we talk about irregular or scanty bleeding, you need water for many things in your house, right? We need water to wash the car. We need water to do laundry, to clean the floor, to shower, to cook food, to drink. If there is a water shortage, what will we stop? We will stop the gardening. We will stop the car washing. We will stop all the other cleaning service because our priority is we need water to drink because we need to survive. When a woman's body is dehydrated, there is a high possibility it can be irregular. Sometimes women come and tell me, how can you say that I drink 3 to 4 liters of water, but how can that be possible? It's just that maybe she is drinking 3 to 4 liters of water, but her body is quite toxic enough. All the water she is drinking is used up to clean that. Like for example, we have a person who washes the car. Whenever he washes the car, the whole water tank becomes empty. Because he finishes all the water there. Do you understand this? So again, the same concept of changing all the... When do we need more water to clean? When there is too much of toxins inside. And what are these toxins? If you remember the talk on Panchakarma, we spoke about any food that is sticky in nature. When you consume a lot of that, the body will need more water. See, if you drink more alcohol, you will get dehydrated. If you take lots of sweets and salty food at night, the next morning you'll feel dry in your throat. It's just that the body needs more water to get rid of that. So it's not only telling them to be more mindful, carry a water bottle and drink more water. It's also about reducing the utility of water to clean yourself. Instead, let's use the water to nourish the organs in our body. So that is one thing that we do. And also we have... There was a patient who came to us, a flight attendant, for some time, and she is extremely fanatic about fitness. No matter if the sun rises or sets, she has to go to the gym or lift weights or she will climb the coconut tree. That's the kind of commitment. I want to look fit. I want to be fit. I want to have that kind of a body. That was her way of living. And it's been more than 1.5 years, she has not had any menstruation. And she comes and we are trying to figure out what can we do. All the things are fine, her iron levels are okay, but no blood circle, I mean, no menstrual cycle happening for almost 1.5 years. Usually they go to a gynecologist and they would diagnose it that it could be a potential PCOS, polycystic ovarian syndrome, and there is nothing else we could do. The testosterone levels could go up, hairs start growing in different parts of the body, and the lady could start appearing as a masculine in nature. The energy could be a bit of masculine in nature. And once they come here, what we do, again, like the little boy who put the face together. First, what we do is we do a strong cleansing of the system. We hydrate the system. We relax the person. Because she was a flight attendant, she rarely sleeps. And on top of that, she's having chronic constipation. Chronic constipation means she goes to the toilet once in 3 or 4 days. So, we corrected the bowel habits. We corrected the sleep. And we cleansed her system. And after 3 months, she writes back to us, finally, the menstrual cycle has started. Nothing else was added, nothing else was changed. Just that her lifestyle changed. And a cleansing has happened. So whenever you see someone is having irregular or scanty, especially people living in the corporate life, you know, they have deadlines to finish, they have to stay all the way at night, only then they are able to finish that. When you are not able to sleep on time, your liver function doesn't function well. Your blood is still toxic. That's when you get up tired. The person is always tired. Sleep plays an important role in regulating a woman's menstrual cycle. And if a person is highly into, you know, working out, when they work out too much, what happens is they can also become tired of that. Like we said in the previous lecture, exercise should be of half your strength, not to such an extent that you kill yourself. And we have to also understand, being fit and being healthy are two different things. Yes, you can be healthy and fit, but it is not necessary that all the fit people are also healthy. Fitness is all about how is your muscles, how good looking you are, and how much weight you can lift. Health is more about how healthy is your inner organs. How healthy is your heart? How healthy is your vital capacity of your lungs? How healthy is your blood circulation? Haven't you heard marathon runners having heart attacks? So, fitness need not be health. So, we had to change that mindset. It is completely different concept. Fitness is all about looking good and being impressive. Health is something that you feel from inside. And your immune system, something goes wrong, your ability to recover is way better. So, that is about irregular or scanty bleeding. We regulate the water and we help them to minimize the toxicity in their body. Then, overbleeding. When does a woman have overbleeding? This can happen when her body temperature is very low. You know, they feel cold hands and cold feet most of the time. When that happens, see, when the body temperature is low, when I say body temperature is low, I'm not saying that you are in a cold climate. Internally, they feel cold most of the time, especially the extremities. One of the main reasons is they could have low iron. By the way, I'm sure you all know about this term called anemia, right? If you take a drop of blood, if you take a point, there should be about 14 parts of hemoglobin. If it goes less than this, a tendency of anemia is there. And what does an iron do to the blood? It is the iron that carries the oxygen to different parts. So no matter how intensely you breathe, if there is no iron, it is like all the cargoes are coming to your shipboard, but there are no trucks to take it to the end point. It goes and stays stuck. Do you understand that? So iron and oxygen, both are equally important aspects for a healthy and energetic life. And when the iron level goes low, her temperature of the body can also go low. And also, how important is iron? Anemia is one of the most undetected diseases that you see in a woman today. And it happens more to a woman than a man because of the menstrual cycle also. And if you see the word female, right? Where does this word FE comes from?
Iron?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Do you know why women wear lipstick? Have you ever questioned? People all question, does my prescription have side effects? But you never question what you put on your lips. Do you know why women wear lipstick, red lipstick? Because redness is what? Iron. So it is like a biological need that it is telling the opposite sex the other person is extremely fertile because of the redness. So that person could be a potential carrier to the next generation. That is why lipstick happened. Finally, some men are getting excited in the lecture. Okay, so when we talk about that, we have to understand iron, low iron in a blood is not necessarily because they are not eating iron-rich food. People say because once I turned vegan, I became anemic. That is not true. It is not because they became vegan. I have seen so many meat eaters who are having anemia. According to Ayurveda, anemia, okay, there are many different types of anemia. In modern medicine, we call it iron deficiency anemia. In Ayurveda, there is a word called as Pandu. The word Pandu means a white color that can create nausea. You know, that paleness. It doesn't look that good. That's what they call it, Pandu. And it is not the food that, it is not because the iron-rich food you are not consuming. It is because the ability of the body to absorb the iron from the food is low. Are you with me? It is not because a person is not eating iron-rich food. They could, like the word we say, you could listen and hear. There is a difference between listening and hearing, you know. You could hear but not understand a word. Same way, you could eat a lot of food which are iron-rich, but you need not absorb it well. So, improving the metabolism and iron absorption, when your metabolism increases, iron absorption also increases. So, that is why some women say they keep getting iron infusions and after some time they go back to the normal tendency. And iron deficiency can also lead to lots of anxieties. We treat iron deficiency, one is regulate the appetite. We have to make them start getting the hunger back, not the cravings, you know. And second thing, we help them to relax better. This is very important. And one of the things that is by default, whenever we see somebody having low iron, is we do a lot of deworming. Deworming, you know what is? Killing the parasites. Okay, when we say parasites, especially Westerners get scared. It is not something moving like a snake inside. It's just there could be a lot of bad bacteria or there could be many other worms that could be a potential threat. So whatever food they are eating, this is consuming it and you don't have it. It's like the corrupt government, you know, the money is not going to the right places. There is somebody in between absorbing it. So that's what why we always do the deworming. That is why purgation and enema, this always helps a woman to improve her metabolism if she is having these problems. Now I come back to, I'll tell you some of the medicines that could be given in Ayurveda. So we are talking about extreme bleeding, over bleeding. Some things that can improve the body's temperature. Do you know what are the spices that we use? Ginger, yes. We use ginger, pepper, cinnamon, garlic. Even chili and most of those things. But these are the main things if you can add a little more. And also avoid all sticky food. Sticky food reduces a person's metabolism. And rather go with this and avoid late night dining. If you ask them when you have food, they say that I have my dinner after 11 o'clock. Ask them to, because our digestion is weakest after sunset. So when you eat light, your energy goes better. So we change that pattern and also we add more of this and we ask them also to make ginger water, hot ginger tea. Because ginger increases your body temperature. But if they have soire or acidity, it's a different question. Then we have to take it in a different approach. And what are the foods, just for our understanding, what are the foods that increases the iron? You know, all the fruits and vegetables that are red and green in color. One of the best things you can take is beetroot. Beetroot juice. You know the dried grapes, raisins? It is a fantastic deworming thing, and also it increases your blood. You know the raisins? It tastes quite good. You get it along with the nuts, hazelnuts, cashew nuts. They put this with that. So dark raisins. I can't. Parsley, yes. Okay. Parsley, celery, and more than that, spinach, the red spinach. Another thing that is also killing the worms at the same time, increasing the blood, is pomegranate. Granate apfel. Spinach, the red one, and also the green one. All of this put together, if we can include more of this, see, I have seen pure non-vegetarian meat eaters being anemic. And I have also seen vegans being anemic. So some people have a belief, it's only because I am not eating meat, I am anemic. It has nothing to do with the food. Today, some of the foods, as long as you're not just eating bread and pasta, if you're adding some more of the natural food, nature-made food, if it is all because of the metabolism is weak. Once the metabolism is corrected, it will reduce. And in Ayurveda, if there is an overbleeding, one of the best antidote is fresh unsalted butter. The moment you take fresh unsalted butter, the bleeding can reduce.
But you're talking butter,
not meat. No, butter. But that is taken just for that time. You know, when it is going, when it is bleeding extremely, at that time you are taking it. So, unsalted butter, or sometimes you take salted butter also, but butter helps to block the excess flow of the blood at that time. In Ayurveda, one of the best supplements that I give is called as Chandra Prabha. It's the name of a tablet. It's a very ancient formulation written in a book called Sharangadhara Samhita. Actually, the ancient times, they knew how to market it well. The word Chandra means full moon and Prabha means glow. When she takes this, she has a glow of a full moon. And that's why also today, you know, when women are not happy talking about the word menstruation, they talk about moon. You know, it's like a diplomatic way of talking about moon cycles. So, the glow of full, what this medicine has, this has lots of iron plus more than 20 herbs that improve the digestion, releases the mucus from the body, kills the worms, and it also has another thing called as guglu, which is like an antispasmodic. But if you take this when the periods is happening, it is not necessary that the pain will go away. It is something that we give on a regular basis. When she is taking on a regular basis, then when the menstrual cycle is happening, it will be less painful, the bleeding will be correct, the iron levels will go up. By the way, you don't have to do a blood test to check the iron. Of course, if it is low, you can go and do that. Just by going to the mirror, pulling your eyelids. If it is very pale, you can understand that your iron levels are low. If it is pale and you feel tired, there is a high possibility that the energy levels are low. So this is one of the favorite prescriptions in most of the Ayurvedic gynecologists who do that. And also it is also given for men also for other different reasons. Another thing, in fertility treatments, one of the first questions when somebody comes and says they are not able to conceive, one of the first questions is we also ask about, are you using something like tampons? Okay, according to many science studies, tampons can create lots of dryness in the body. Because this blood is something that is supposed to flow naturally. And if you are holding on to it, the real health of that part is also being affected. So instead of using tampons, if you could use natural pads. And here we have kept one company called as Ecofem. It's a natural cotton pads that could be reused, washed and used. In many conditions, after we give that, okay, as long as you are having good access to the toilet and you're not flying for long distance, you're not traveling for long distance, this is something that you can use it. Now, any questions so far in this before we go to menopause? Okay, so we talk about menopause. According to Ayurveda, yes.
Just the tampon, there is this new thing, it's called, I think, lunette. It's the cups.
Menstrual cups.
Mm-hmm.
Is that as good as that or not?
You know, I have seen someone coming and telling me they are using it, and when one of the conditions they came up with was urinary tract infections. This is not something that is to be held or isolated. It is something that is supposed to flow. So this flow has a healing effect. So a cup. Well.
What did you say? It flows every 8 hours.
But that is one thing I have noticed when they come with chronic urinary tract infection. This is one thing I have also noticed in them. But it is not correct to say that is the relation, because my sample study is quite less compared to what it could be. So now we go to...
I have another question. What about, at least in Germany, a lot of doctors, after women have conceived the children they want to have, they prescribe Mirena, the spiral.
Yes, spiral, yes. See, anything that suppresses a woman's menstrual cycle will affect her later on. This is something in nature's cycle. You know, and when you suppress that, okay, there was one book it is told about. What if things like anti-baby pill or contraceptive pill, if they were something to, why such a thing is not available for man? So they try to introduce something for a man to give something like a contraceptive pill for a man. When the man took it, he had extreme pain in his genitals. But a woman doesn't have it because it is inside her body. So that's the difference. So that's why a male contraceptive pill never existed or it never came out. But there were many studies that went on to evolve it, design it. But it never came out because it created so much pain. But for a woman, it is inside the body. It never created that. But today, I see a lot of fertility issues because of the unhealthy prescription of the contraceptive pills. And I see many women, just because the menstrual cycle is not proper, painful, a pill is prescribed. And she takes it like a candy from her teenage life. And then now she tells she wants to have a baby. The body doesn't just show up like that. It has its own rhythm and time to come back. I mean, considering all of that, that is a bit more healthier, as long as you are hygiene with that. Now we talk about menopause, the best contraceptive period, anti-contraceptive period. You can also call it this way. But what we understood is, during the menopause, a woman's pitta, the heat of the woman's body, can go up. Now, we have different ways of understanding it. Okay, there was also a question, why did nature invent menopause? So, it was like, okay, if she is giving birth throughout, the possibilities of manufacturing defects are higher when she gets older and older. Of course, there are women who gave birth to healthy children even in the late 40s. But statistically, the possibilities, if she is above 70 or 80, if she conceives, possibilities of a manufacturing defect is very high. So nature decided, let's give her a break. Now this is one logical reasoning that came up. So when a woman is having unhealthy menstrual cycle, the possibilities of problems due post-menopause is very high. Usually when a woman says, I'm having too much sweating, hot flashes, heat waves, I'm having a tendency of feeling depressed, my mood swings are happening, And if you ask her how her menstrual cycle was, she would say it was painful or irregular. So it is very important that the menstrual cycle is regulated earlier. Okay, so after menopause, I will tell you, we cannot go back to the past. But if the menstrual cycle is regulated, the menopause can be a smooth period. Now, what is happening in this period is, you see, every day or every weekend, somebody is coming to collect your waste. And suddenly, that person stops coming to your waste. What would you do with that waste? You know, you either burn it. Or that's why does a body sweat? It's a way of releasing the toxins. The body raises the temperature, so you sweat it out. It's just another way. Usually someone says, when they are having problems with menopause, they have to change the bed sheets because the bed sheets get wet because of their sweating. And hot flashes happens. In such conditions, again, we reduce wherever the toxicity can go into the body. And more often, it is during that period, they have extreme cravings for sugar and chocolates. And by the way, I forgot to tell you, during painful menstruation, organic dark chocolate is found to give very good pain relieving effects. So during the menopause, reducing all the cheese, milk products, gluten and white sugar, and definitely alcohol and smoking. If they are into alcohol and smoking, somehow it has to be reduced, and also increase the hydration levels. For us, when we do the purgation and the enema, it is known to give extreme good results for hot flashes and heat waves condition. So that is one thing. In Ayurveda, we have one herb called as Kumari. Kumari literally means a young, beautiful woman. Do you know what this plant is? It is called aloe vera. Have you seen aloe vera? No matter how hot it is, it will, when you take the juice out, it is still cold in nature. And this is one plant you can grow in your kitchen. Just that you need a window. So if you have these tendencies of too much heat in the body, this is one plant you grow in your kitchen. And cut it, squeeze the juice, put it in water and drink it. Okay, sometimes the sweet need not, it's not a good taste. You can add some honey to it, just as a sweetener. But don't add too much, just a little bit, so that as a palatability can be enhanced. And sometimes this menopause problems can last from 1 year to even 10 years. But if they are mindful and living a very healthy life, within 1 or 2 years, it can change. How much time do we have? Okay, we have. So that's with hot flashes. And another thing to regulate the hormones of a woman, in Ayurveda, we have a herb called as Shatavari. Have you heard about this Shatavari? Okay, like Ashwagandha, this is Shatavari. In fact, the meaning of the word is also... This herb, this is like a rhizome, like asparagus. It's grown underneath. So this is known to cool down the body and also balance the feminine hormone of a woman. In fact, the meaning of this word is quite interesting. Shata means 100 and Vari means husbands. It just means that she has such good fertility hormones in her. And here we give one capsule called as Prana. Prana, it has three herbs. One is Ashwagandha. Ashwagandha is a fantastic mood enhancing herb. If somebody is feeling low, tired, or with low immune system, or even a little bit depressed, this herb helps to enhance the feel-good factor. And along with this, we have a herb called as Amalaki. This is one of the best rejuvenating herb seeds. This is highly rich in vitamin C. And third one is Yashti Madhu. This enhances the digestive process and the metabolism. All these three are included in this. So when a woman going through the menopause, difficulty to fall asleep, too much of night sweats, we give this also for her stress levels. Usually stress will come because of that, and because of stress this will come like chicken and egg. So this is one thing we give quite often, and that is known to give good results for that. And there is a company called as Himalaya. They produce one tablet called as Menosan, Ayurvedic tablet called Menosan. This is also known to reduce the hot flashes and the heat waves. We give that. I would recommend highly to follow this and do a detox rather than going for a synthetic hormone replacement therapy. And it is, research has shown, women who are into hormone replacement therapy are on a higher risk of cancer than the people who didn't try it. So there are lots of organic ways of dealing with it than just to go for a cream, or we just take some creams and put, and the hormone is balanced. It is better to go for a natural ways. A lifestyle change is the best and the most sustainable way. And also, a research was done. After menopause, what kind of woman live longer without much problems, you know? And what they understood was, which women are having better immunity and recovery from diseases than the others. Whenever after the menopause, if somebody is having more community connections, like they have a feeling that I'm doing something for the purpose, and they feel connected in a community or a tribe, they tend to have higher immunity and lesser problems post-menopause. I think this research is not just for menopause, it is for every human being. Because when you feel connected and when you feel you're doing something with a purpose, your immune system always gets better. So if you feel after your menopause, you feel lonely or you feel you're not worthwhile, get involved with something that you're doing, something meaningful. That will always uplift the good hormones in our body. Any questions? And of course, doing the panchakarma, purgation and enema. These are the two therapies that we highly recommend for menopause and also for painful menstruation and irregular menstruation. Okay, bon appetit. Thank you.
Liebste Frauen, ich hoffe, einige Fragen haben sich jetzt in Luft aufgelöst oder sind endlich beantwortet. Bei mir war das auf jeden Fall so. Ich finde es echt so unglaublich spannend und wir sind, glaube ich, wirklich gesegnet, als Frau mit diesem zyklisches Wesen wirklich auf dieser Welt zu sein. Deswegen ist es toll, sich da mehr mit zu beschäftigen. Ich freue mich riesig, das jetzt mit dir teilen zu können oder teilen gekommen zu haben von Dr. Wegnisch. Genau, alle Links in the Shownotes, Detoxen im März. Ansonsten gibt's nichts mehr zu sagen als wie immer. Ich schicke dir wundervolle Grüße aus der Sonne Costa Ricas. Ich hoffe, es geht dir wunderbar. Ich hoffe, du passt gut auf dich auf und ich hoffe, wir hören uns manana wieder, weil, warte, ich gucke kurz nach, es gibt natürlich spannende Themen. Morgen geht es um das Thema, wie du mit Mantren und Meditation und Bewusstsein ein glücklicheres Leben führst. Übermorgen geht es darum, wie du dein Dharma, also deine Berufung findest und was dein Karma damit zu tun hat. Also stay tuned, wir hören uns. Ich denke an dich, pass gut auf dich auf. Deine Dana.